大家平安。
May peace to be with all.
感谢主，今天开始我们有三天的灵恩会。
And thank God that we will have three days in a row for the spiritual convocation.
我被安排一共有六节。
And I was arranged for six sessions.
我想跟大家来查考以西结书中的四个意象。
So I'd like to study four visions that is recorded.In the book of Ezekiel.
在整本的以西结书里面一共有四个意象。
And in the book of Ezekiel, there are four visions total.
以西结书里面有两个圣殿。
And in the book of Ezekiel, there are two temples.
一个是前面他所看到的圣殿。
And the first one is being seen by Prophet Ezekiel in the beginning.
那后来被拆毁了。
However, that temple was being destroyed.
这是物质的殿。
So that temple is a physical temple.
是所罗门所盖的殿。
It's a temple being built by King Solomon.
是在耶路撒冷所盖的那个殿。
And that temple is located and is built in Jerusalem.
但是以西结书到后面还有另外一个殿。
However, in the later portion of Book of Ezekiel, there's another temple.
那个殿是属灵的。
That temple is spiritual.
是盖在高山上的。
And that temple is built on the higher part of the mountain.
那个殿就是新约时代的教会。
And that temple is the new church in New Testament time.
也就是基督的身体。
Is the body of the Christ.
更清楚地讲，就是真教会。
To be more clear, is the true church.
所以以西结书是从地面上物质的殿，一直谈到将来主再来以前，那个属灵的教会。
So basically, the entire book of Ezekiel is talking from the aspect of physical church to the spiritual church, which is located in the New Testament.
那这个演变的过程就很清楚，有一些神的教训在里面。
And from this way of how the church transformed from physical to spiritual, there's a lot of teaching behind it.
那以西结书开始就是意象。
So in the beginning, the book of Ezekiel it starts with visions.
从第一章到第三章记载以西结看到意象。
So from Ezekiel chapter 1 to 3 records howProphet Ezekiel witnessed those visions.
我们先来看以西结书第一章。
So let's first turn to book Ezekiel chapter 1.
第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
34年4月5日，以西结原文作我，在加拉卜河边被掳的人中间，天就开了，见神的异象。
Verse 1. Now it came to pass the 30th year in the fourth month on the fifth day of the month as I was among the cavities by the river Chaper, that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God.
我们常常看到这个天呢，就等于说是宇宙的一个界限。
And a lot of time when we saw the sky or we saw the heaven, we'll think that that is the boundary of universe.
所以，一旦你再上去，你看不到，你也不了解。
Because beyond that point, you do not understand, and you cannot see the end from that as well.
所以这个天开意象看到天开，这个就是表示从人所能够认识的物质界进到人所不能够认识的灵界里面。
So here it mentioned that the heaven will open. That is the beginning that we start to understand beyond this physical world into the spiritual world.
比方保罗说他被提到第三层天。
For instance, Bible records that Paul was being raised to the third heaven.
这个第三层天也是我们能够看到这个天的物质界的极限之外，另外一个世界就是灵界。
So basically saying that with this physical limit, we can only see sky, but Paul saw the third heaven, which means it's beyond the physical world, it's in the spiritual.
所以这个以西结看到神的异象是在灵界里面看到。
So this vision being witnessed by Prophet Ezekiel is in the spiritual realm.
在物质界里面，旧约时代的神是看不到的，因为他是灵。
In the Old Testament time, God cannot be seen because God is spirit.
所以你也没有办法摸得到，也看不到。
So that's why there's no way that you can touch or even see God.
所以这个意象要认识神，要进到灵界才能够看到。
So in order to understand God further, you have to go or enter into the spiritual realm.
那这里说以西结是被掳当中的一个人。
And here mentioned that Ezekiel is one of those captives.
所以耶路撒冷被攻破了，他就被掳掉了。
So, the city of Jerusalem was being invaded, and Ezekiel was being taken as a captive.
这是不幸。
So that is a misfortune.
但是是地上的不幸。
However, this misfortune belongs on this earth.
但是从灵里面来看哦，以西结是一个很有福气的人。
However, from the aspect of the spiritual realm, or in spirit, Prophet Ezekiel is someone who's greatly blessed.
因为神把他的眼界打开，能够看到物质界以外的灵界。
Because God opened his eyesight so he can see the spiritual realm that is beyond the physical world.
因此我们今天在这个地上哦，看起来好像我们算不了什么。
So perhaps today we might not consider someone great in this world.
有时候我们常常发现世界上多我一个也没有多什么，少我一个也没有少什么。
You might even think that it seems like we are so insignificant in this world.
但是在灵界来看呢，我们是蒙福的。
However, from the aspect of the spiritual realm, that we are considered as a group that's been blessed.
因为一般人所说的福都是在物质界里面的。
Because a lot of time when we mention about blessings, those things are particularly regards to this world.
但是当我们进到信仰的层面，就进到灵界里面。
However, when we talk about our faith, when we talk about our spirit,
那在灵界里面来看，我们是蒙福的。
In spirit, from that point of view, we are all blessed.
为什么？
Why?
因为在灵界里面，我们认识了神。
Because we know God in spirit.
这是物质界看不到的。
And that's something cannot be seen from this physical world.
这个是物质界最宝贵的，没有办法比较的。
And that's something incomparable. If you live in this physical world.
所以我们到底有没有福，你看从看什么角度来看。
So sometimes when we talk about are we blessed or not, it depends on the angle of view that you are trying to examine the situation.
物质界来看，好像我信耶稣，我也没有得到什么好处。
So from the point of view of this world, it sounds like we are not as blessed even if we believe in Jesus.
但是从灵界来看，我们信了主以后，得到大的好处。
However, in spirit, when we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we receive a great benefit.
因为我认识了人类的主宰，
because
万福的来源那一位神。
Because we come to know the master of this entire universe.
而且我们看到他的荣耀。
And he's the source of all blessings, and we can see his glory.
所以我们再看到第一章的二十七节。
So we can turn back to Book Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 27.
二十六节。
Excuse me, 26.
先从二十八开始。
Let's start from verse 28.
下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也怎样，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
And verse 28, like appearance of a rainbow in cloud on a rainy day, so was appearance of the brightness all around it. This was appearance of likeness the glory of the Lord.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
在他们头以上穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象上仿佛有人的形状。二十七节。
Verse 27.
我见从他的腰以上仿佛有光耀的晶晶，周围都有火的形状，又见他从腰以上仿佛有火的形状，周围也有光辉的形状。二十八节。
Verse 28.
下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状怎样，这就是神的形象。
So from verse 26, and about the firmament over their heads was likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with appearance of a man high above it. Verse 27, also from appearance of his ways and upward I saw, as he were, the color of amber with appearance of fire all around within them.And from the appearance of his ways and downward I saw as he were, the appearance of the fire with brightness all around. Verse 28, and like the appearance of the rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face and I heard a voice of one speaking.
如果我们看中文，它有一个字叫做仿佛人的形象。
So,
然后 27节哦，仿佛光耀的精进。
And in verse 27, we see a descriptive word like a sapphire stone or like a refined gold.
下面又说仿佛火的形状。
And or like the appearance of fire.
那为什么要讲仿佛这个字？
So why do they use this word like?
也就是神不是人啊，看起来像人，他不是人。
So he's trying to tell us that even though God looked like a man, but it's not.
那神看起来像精金，但是神不是精金啊。
Or God looked like a refined gold, but it's not refined gold.
神看起来像火，但是神不是火。
Or it looked like the appearance of fire, but it's not fire.
就是用人能够了解的来形容神，但是人能了解不能代表神。
So it's trying to use something that we know to describe God, but that item itself is not God himself.
这个有一点像列王记上十九章，我们看列王记上十九章。
So we can turn to First King.
列王记上十九章。
First King chapter 19.
这里说从第九节开始啊，以利亚躲在洞里面。
And here, starting from verse 9, here records that Prophet Elijah is hiding himself in a cave.
神问他说，你在这里做什么？
And God asked him, what are you doing here?
第十节说，我为神大发热心。
And verse 10, he said that I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts.
在他感觉啊，整个以色列地只剩下他一个人的热心。
So in his understanding, he thought that he was the only one left, who's being zealous for the Lord.
但是你躲在洞里面，你的热心发不了作用啊。
However, when you hide yourself in a cave, even though you are very zealous, it's useless.
但是他不敢出来啊。
And during that time, he dared not to come out from the cave.
他很热心，但他不敢出来。
He was very zealous, but he was afraid and dared not to get out from the cave.
为什么？
Why?
因为亚哈王的太太要杀他。
Because the wife of King Ahab want to kill him.
耶洗别要杀他。
And Queen Jezebel want to kill her.
所以他很热心，但是他不敢牺牲。
So even though he's very zealous, but he wasn't willing to sacrifice his own life.
那这个一个很热心的先知，要怎么样能够让他再有那个胆量出来服侍神呢？
So how can you make a prophet that is zealous dare to come out from the cave and work for the Lord?
我们看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
神说你出来站在山上。
And verse 11, here mentioned that you came out and stand on the top of the mountain.
那特别说在我面前。
And here especially mentioned that before the Lord.
然后神从那里经过。
And here described that the Lord passed by.
结果神一经过之后，用三件事情来描写。
So when God passed by, here described they use three things to describe.
第一个是烈风。
So first mentioned that there is a great and strong wind.
第二个是地震。
And secondly, here records that there is an earthquake.
第三个是火。
And the last thing that recorded right here is fire.
这个三个都是很有力量的。
So those three things are very powerful.
所以你看那个美国的东部，如果有这个大台风要来的时候，哇，整个窗户都要钉，人就要疏散。
So if you know there's a hurricane coming by in the central region of America, then you have to everybody had to be evacuated.
所以他就预测这个风速有多少，毁坏力有多大。
And the government need to measure how strong the hurricane is and how powerful this hurricane could be.
这是力量很大。
So we know definitely hurricane is very powerful.
那这个地震力量很大，这个我们就更容易了解。
And we definitely will know how powerful earthquake can be.
你一摇一个都市可以死百万以上的人。
Once earthquake happens, sometimes you might lose millions of lives in a city.
一摇就海啸就出来，几十万人都可以死掉。
Sometimes when earthquake happens, that will cause tsunami and will cause a lot of life as well.
那火更容易了解。
And fire is even easier to understand.
你看两个这么大的这个世贸中心，火一烧全部都倒下来。
And as we know, for those two big World Trade Center, after being burned by the fires, it's all gone.
所以神说，站在我面前。
So here, God told Elijah saying that, stand on the mountain before me.
神就从那里经过。
And God passed by.
他就看到大风。
And he saw, the strong and wind.
看到大地震。
And he witnessed, the earthquake.
看见大火。
And he witnessed the great fire.
但是圣经里面特别讲一句话。
However, Bible specially mentioned a statement right here.
说神却不在其中。
He mentioned that, but the Lord was not in the fire.
为什么要这样讲呢？
Why Bible would like to describe it in this way?
因为风是神的作为。
Because the great wind, is God's work.
那如果我们说那个就是神。
However, if we say that great wind is God himself.
那就把神拉低了，减低了，神远远超过那个风。
Then we actually kind of demoted, God's status. We are putting God down.
地震是神的作为。
And we know God caused the earthquake.
如果说神的能力就是这个地震。
However, we say that if God's power is only, this earthquake.
那神的能力就被限制了。
Then God's power is actually limited in a sense.
大火是神的作为。
And fire, is also a work, done by God.
如果我们看到大火就说，这个就是神。
However, we witness those fire or great fire, and we say that that fire is God Himself.
那神的能力受到限制。
Then we know we are putting God down, and we are, our understanding of God's power is being limited.
所以我们所拜的神很有能力，因此在生活当中有很多很有能力的，这个作为。
And we know God is very powerful. That's why He can, perform a lot of signs and miracles.
但是这个。很有能力的作为不等于神本身。
However, those great signs and miracles or great works of God is not God Himself.
神是远远超过他所显现的能力。
And God is far beyond, beyond those things that He had done.
因此这个以利亚看到这个神的作为，但是他还是躲在洞里面。
So after, Elijah witnessed those, miraculous signs, he still hide himself in a cave.
他没有那个信心能够出来依靠神这个大能力，所以他服事就结束了。
So he did not have that faith to continue to rely on God, the source of power. So that's why his works, ends right there.
所以这个以西结先知里面呢、看到这个异象。
So in book of Ezekiel, they records, several visions.
好像人的形状。
Here it mentioned that, like a likeness of a man,
好像光耀的晶晶
like the ember,
好像火的形状
like an appearance of the fire,
好像红的形状
it's like the appearance of a rainbow,
就是用我们人能够了解的来形容神，但是这个本身不代表神。
So the book, in this book, they, the author trying to use certain description that we know to describe God.
神远远超过这个。
However, God is far beyond than those descriptive things.
所以才需要在异象中看到。
So that's why those things are revealed in the visions.
因为这个异象就是在灵界里面看到。
Because this vision is being witnessed in the spiritual realm.
那灵界就不是物质界能够完全形容的。
So since it's in the spiritual realm, that is something cannot be described, in the physical world.
所以我们今天要认识神，要提升超过物质界，进到灵界来认识神，我们才能够完全被他吸引。
So today we should elevate our spirituality and be able to enter this spiritual world, then we can come to understand him.
才能够被他吸引。
Or we can be attracted by him.
比方说神在这个世界上显很多的神迹。
For instance, Jesus, when God came to this world, he performed a lot of miracles.
瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活。
And he made the crippled walk, and he resurrected the dead.
这个都是神显的能力。
So those are the power performed by God.
但是如果我们把它想，我们所拜的神能力就是这样。
However, if we treat our God at the level, and we stop it right there.
他的荣耀就是这样。
Then his glory will be limited just like that.
那你是觉得我根本不需要啊？
Then you might think that perhaps I do not need, this God.
我去看医生也可以好啊。
Because I can just go to a doctor and my illness can be healed.
所以当我们进到灵界去认识神的时候，我们才会真的被神所吸引。
So when we actually enter the spiritual realm and understand God, then we'll be attracted by God.
哦，我们才会被他感动。
Then we can be touched and moved by Him.
所以为什么神说你不可以造偶像？
So this is why God told us not to make idols for ourselves.
因为这个偶像是物质界的一种存在。
Because those idols made by our hands is an existence of the physical world.
所以这个偶像算不了什么。
So that's why it's very useless.
因为你如果进到灵界里面看，偶像根本就不存在。
Because once you enter the spiritual realm, you know the idols does not exist.
偶像只是在物质界存在，灵界里面不存在的。
Because those idols only exist in this physical world, but does not exist in the spiritual realm.
因此人如果造偶像，就把那个无穷尽的荣耀，那个神把它拉下来，变成物质界能够了解的这一位神，那就他的伟大就减少了。
Because if you create an idol, that means that you are pouring God from this infinite glory into something that or limited into something concrete.
所以我们今天对神的荣耀这个认识，如果没有超越物质界进到灵界，我们的信仰很容易改变。
So today, if our understanding towards God cannot be transcend and go above into that spiritual level, then our understanding is truly limited.
而且很容易改变。
And then a lot of time will change accordingly.
我们来看出埃及记三十二章。
So let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
三十二章的第一节，请读。
Chapter 32, verse 1.Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. Now when the people saw the Moses delay coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has come of him.
这里说百姓看摩西不下山。
And here mentioned that they people saw Moses delay coming down from the mountain.
就到亚伦对他们说。
So they got together and say to Aaron,
说起来为我们造神。这个中文点点点那个像原来没有的，为我们造神。
So here and they say to Aaron and told him that come make us gods.
那怎么造神呢？
So how do they create gods?
既然神是一个很宝贵的东西，好，把你们最宝贵的东西拿出来。最宝贵是什么？你的金银。
So since God is so precious, then just give me your most precious items. And what is the most precious item? Those are gold.
所以他们就把耳环这些金的东西都拿出来，就把金造一个神。
So they offer their golden rings and items, and then made an image according with those.
其实摩西在山上他所看到那一位神啊，根本就不是这个金造的牛犊可以比较的。
And we know God that's being witnessed by Moses on the mountain is incomparable to those golden calf made by those goats.
但是就是因为这些百姓他只在误解上在物质界里面去想象那个神是怎么样子，所以他就要求要造一个神。
And those gods are created based by their understanding according to this physical world, so that's why they make a god according to their understanding.
但是对摩西来讲，他曾经到过山上见过神的荣耀。
However, to Moses, he had been witnessed the glory of God on the mountain.
他知道这个金造的牛犊，这本来就是死的东西啊。
And he knew this golden calf being built is dead.
这个还有什么荣耀？
So what is the glory that lies within this image.
所以他不会拜偶像。
So that's why he will not worship idols.
因为他对神的认识跟体验已经超越物质，已经进到山上看到了。
Because his understanding and experience towards God is real because he saw God on the mountain.
而且他也很了解。
And he truly understands.
人虽然对神有敬拜的心，
Even though old man has this heart to worship God.
但是当一个人把神他无穷尽的荣耀拉下来，用地上任何一个东西来代表他的时候，这已经对神极大的侮辱跟得罪。
However, when you pull God from the spiritual realm and replace him as this material from this world, that is such a disgrace to God.
所以我们今天对神的认识不能够只停留在神迹奇事上。
So our understanding towards God cannot be stayed at the level of signs and miracles.
因为如果这样的认识，我们很容易为自己造一个来取代神。
Because if our understanding towards God stay at that level, it's very easy for us to create idols to replace God.
甚至主耶稣在世界上也是这样。
Even when Jesus was still in this world, he did as well.
我们先来看哥林多后书。
So let's turn to our First Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
十八节。
Verse 18.
请读。
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18.
哥林多后书。
Oh, excuse me. Second Corinthians.
十六节，五章十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16.Verse 16, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
这里圣经说，从今以后我们不再凭着外貌，点点点说原文叫肉体，来认识耶稣。
So here mentioned that we regard no one according to the flesh.
为什么当事人不能够接受耶稣？
Why people cannot accept Jesus at his generation?
因为他就是在停在物质界里面来认识耶稣。
Because those people understand God through this from the aspect of this physical world.
那从物质界来讲，主耶稣到底能吸引谁？
So from the point of this physical world, who can Jesus actually attract?
第一个，他没有加薪美容。
Number one, Jesus does not have a very good appearance.
第二个，他没有家世背景。
And secondly, he does not have a very high status.
第三个，他没有钱财。
Third, he does not possess a lot of wealth.
第四个，他没有正规的教育。
And the fourth, he did not receive the proper education.
所以在物质界的标准之下，人就把他丢掉了，这个算什么？
So according to the standard of this physical world, people actually forsake him.
但是他们所丢掉的是至宝啊。
However, the Jesus that they forsake is the most precious in this world.
因为对主耶稣的认识要进到灵界，你就可以看到神的荣耀就是在耶稣的身上。
Because once you enter this realm of spirit, then you know the glory of Jesus is very great.
我们看哥林多后书第六哥林多后书第六章。
So let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 6.
第四章，对不
对？ Excuse me, Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章的第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里面照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知道神的荣耀现在耶稣基督的面上。
Verse 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这里说神的荣耀显在耶稣的身上。
And here mentioned that the light of knowledge of the glory of God is shown in the face of Jesus Christ.
但是为什么当时的人没有办法这样来认识耶稣呢？
However, what is the reason for people in Jesus' generation cannot understand him?
第六节是说，因为吩咐光从黑暗出来的神照在我们心里，我们心要神的光照下去，你看耶稣才看得清楚。
And the reason is recorded in the first part of the verse, because we need God's light to shine in our heart and cast out this darkness.
这个神的光照在我们心里，就是我们灵界开了，那个窍心窍开了，心眼开了，我们就看到耶稣的荣耀。
So because when this light shine out of darkness of our heart, that means that the eyes of our heart is being opened, then we will be able to enter the spiritual realm.
因此还是有可能体会到很多神迹奇的信徒到最后离开主耶稣。
So there are a lot of members, they witness a lot of signs and miracles, but at the end, they still choose to depart from God.
因为在物质界这些神迹奇事对主耶稣的认识还是有限。
Because through those signs and miracles which happen in this physical world, that will limit your understanding towards God.
一直到圣灵开我们的心，我们在灵界一直往上爬到灵层的高处，看到主耶稣的荣耀，我们才会被他吸引。
Only through that the Holy Spirit open our hearts, allow us to elevate our spirituality, then we can be truly be we can be attracted by our Lord Jesus Christ, and we can see Him.
我们看路加福音第九章。
And let's see Luke.
好，路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
彼得和他的同伴都打盹醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光。二十九节。
Verse 29.
正祷告的时候，他的面貌改变，衣服洁白放光。这里讲啊，彼得看到耶稣的荣光。
And here it mentioned that Peter witnessed the glory of Jesus.
就在山上，耶稣改变容貌放光。
So on the mountain, Jesus had made this process of transfiguration.
所以当主耶稣在变貌山上显现那个荣耀，那个就是神的荣耀。
So when Jesus manifests the glory of God, that is the glory that Peter witnessed.
那个就是以西结先知所看到神的荣耀的形象。
It's the same glory that is being witnessed by Prophet Ezekiel.
所以神的荣耀就显在耶稣基督的面上。
So God's glory is manifest in the face of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以后来彼得到年纪很大的时候，他对这个变貌山上的体验好像刻在他心里面，他永远没有忘记。
And evenwhen Peter was very advanced in his age, he still remembered the scene on that mountain transfiguration.
就是他在灵界里面对主耶稣的认识，还有对主耶稣的体验。
So that's the understanding and the experience that he have, particularly to Jesus Christ.
我们看哥林多彼得后书的第一章。
So let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能并他降临的事告诉你们，不是随从乖巧捏造的虚云，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。十七节。
Verse 17.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光中有声音向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。十八节。
Verse 18.
我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这个声音从天上出来。这个地方讲有极大的威荣，亲眼见过他的威荣。
And here mentioned that he received from God and Father honor and glory.
那他从父神得尊贵荣耀。
And he received this honor and glory.
有极大的声音出来见证他是神所喜悦的。
And there's a such a voice came to him from the excellent glory.
所以彼得对主耶稣的认识已经进到变貌山上去认识他。
So the understanding of Peter towards Jesus Christ is actually go up to a mountain and experience that transfiguration.
因此我们看主耶稣变饼 几个人吃，五千个人吃。
So we know Jesus had performed a miracle and he feed the multitude of 5,000.
这个变饼是神的能力的显现。
And we know to provide to a needy of those 5,000 is God's power.
但是这个五千个人到最后全部都流光了。
However, we know at the end, those 5,000 people, they left Jesus.
但是后来这三个看过主耶稣在山上变貌的这三个。
However, for those who witnessed Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain.
在灵界里面真的认识耶稣的这三个。
And they truly know God in spirit.
差不多三个都是为主殉道。
And almost those three apostles or disciples, they martyred for Christ.
所以我们可以发现他们的信仰是非常的有这个很强的这个吸引力在里面。
So we can understand, we know the faith of those three people is very attractive.
那个吸引力不是神的恩典。
And the reason they are being attracted is not the grace of God.
是他们对神的认识，还有他们见过神的荣耀。
It's all because their understanding and the fact that they witness God's glory.
所以今天我们的信仰需要从追求神的恩典，一直进到追求神本身，去看到神的荣耀，去体会到神。
So our journey of faith may start from witness those signs and glory, but we need to elevate ourselves to another level to know God to experience God himself and pursue after him.
我们现在看腓立比啊以弗所书第一章。
So let's turn to Ephesians.
啊，以弗所书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏赐你们，使你们真知道他。
Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory.May give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelations in the knowledge of Him.
我们要怎么去真的认识主耶稣呢？
So how can we truly understand Jesus?
要从圣灵来。
And it all comes from the Holy Spirit.
这就是说圣灵给我们启示。
And here mentioned that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give us revelation.
所以这个启示就从上头来啊，打开我们的心认识，这个叫启示。
And this revelation comes from above, and that will open our hearts. That is so-called revelation.
然后这个圣灵是给我们智慧。
And the Holy Spirit will also give us the wisdom.
或者说理解力，属灵的理解力。
Or to say, the ability to understand, the spiritual matter.
那这样我们对主耶稣的认识就从十八节开始。
So, this understanding, is being described in verse 18.
照明他心中的眼睛，知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀。十九节。
Verse 19.
并且他知道向我们所信的人能力是何等的浩大。这有三句话，何等就是没有办法形容的。
And here, use a way that is how powerful, which means very hard to describe his mighty power.
我们知道他的。恩，他召我们是有何等的盼望。
So here mentioned that you may know what is the hope.
这个何等的盼望，进到灵界里面的盼望。
So that's the hope that you may be entered into the spiritual realm.
然后他给我们的基业是何等的荣耀，那个荣耀是在灵界里面。
And here also mentioned that what are the riches of the glory, and that glory also exists in the spiritual realm.
然后他显的能力是何等的大。
And also mentioned that what is the exceeding greatness of his power.
就是要改变我们，使我们从肉体变成灵体。
So that power is very powerful that can transform our physical body into a spiritual body.
从肉体变成灵体，变成有属灵的荣耀，来承受天国永远的福分。
And that will transform our physical body into a spiritual one and receive the glory and obtain this eternity.
这需要圣灵启示我们，打开我们的心，从神的话里面来认识。
And that require the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to understand God's words.
所以以西结书的第一章开始就从神让他看到异象。
So in the beginning of book of Ezekiel, it starts with those visions being witnessed by Ezekiel.
我们看以西结看到异象，他有什么回应？
So when Ezekiel witnessed those visions, what is his response to those?
我们现在看，回来看以西结书第一章。
So let's turn back to book of Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
最后一节。
The last verse.
最后一句话。
And the last verse.
这就是神荣耀的形象，我一看见就俯伏在地。
And here it mentioned that, so when I saw it, I fell on my face and I heard a voice of one speaking.
他一看到就趴在地上。
So when he witnessed that glory, he fell on his face.
这个代表什么？
So what does that mean?
这个代表对神的敬畏。
That means...Ezekiel is being very reverent and fear.
神太荣耀，神太伟大。
Because God is way too glorious and is way too great.
我怎么去表示呢？
So how can he express that?
俯伏在地。
So he fell on his face.
所以当一个人对神有真正的认识的时候，忽然间你发现这个人是很谦卑的。
So if you come to know someone who truly understands God, you will realize.And you will notice the person is being very humble.
为什么在这么伟大的神面前，我们还能够讲什么做什么？
Because when we are before this very powerful and very great God, how can we do or what can we do about anything?
所以以赛亚书他一看到以赛亚一看到神的荣耀，他说哇，我是罪的。
So,
以赛亚。
So when Prophet Isaiah witnessed or saw God, right away he knew that he's a sinner.
所以今天。我们需要我们的信仰需要进到灵界里面来认识我们的信仰的对象，就是那一位神主耶稣。
So today for our journey of faith, that we need to once again go into the spiritual realm and come to know who Jesus is.
是我们心里真的对他有敬畏的心，被他吸引。
So we might have this heart of reverence, and we will truly fear him.
我们一起来默祷。
So bow our heads and pray in silence.